so flamboyant on the pitch, the man who rarely hid his emotions there kept them firmly in check outside court. The cameras that once recorded his genius, capturing a subdued figure whose sunglasses couldn't shield him from the flashbulbs, nor hide how gaunt the famous face has become. The court heard how Paul Gascoigne had been on a train from Newcastle, where he'd been visiting his sick father, when stressed and in pain from a hip operation, he got drunk.
The former player got off here at Stevenage, but when security guard Jack Sherrington saw him staggering across the platform and tried to put him in a wheelchair, Paul Gascoigne swore at him repeatedly and grabbed him by the throat.
The player's ex-wife and son were with him when the attack happened, having been called to the station to help. A second charge of assaulting Cheryl dismissed after the 46-year-old pleaded guilty to attacking the guard and agreed to pay £100 in compensation. First Capital Connect has welcomed that decision, saying violence against staff should never be tolerated. Paul Gascoigne's lawyer saying sorry on his behalf.
Mr. Gascoigne wants to publicly apologise for his actions that evening. He now wishes to be left alone to carry on with his recovery.
In response, Mr. Sherrington said, "I am grateful for and welcome Mr. Gascoigne's decision to plead guilty today. I'm told that since the incident, he's offered his apologies for his behaviour, and I fully accept them. In differing ways, this has not been easy for either of us, and I sincerely hope he gets the help that he needs in the future." It's a battle against drink that began with scenes recreated in goal celebrations like this one. Paul Gascoigne's talent on the pitch for the likes of Rangers, Spurs and England matched only by his excesses off it. When passion for the game is this absolute, the players' union believes saying goodbye can leave a player bereft.
These are, you know, real top football people who found it really hard to adjust to life after football, dependent on their individual circumstances. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we can get them and other cases that come to light back, get the life sorted again, the lives after football.
The remorseful former footballer leaving court having escaped prison, but still in the grip of an addiction that could cost him his life. Rachel Younger, Sky News at Stevenage Magistrates Court.